This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. In this Friday's UAS Evening at Egan lecture series, my first guest will talk about the Alaska Native Success Initiative and their work in making the University of Alaska system a more welcoming environment for Native students. Joining us now is Ronalda Cadiente Brown. Hi, Ronalda.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And Pearl Brower. Hello, Pearl.
Hi, Shelley. Good afternoon.
Ronaldo, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your role in this initiative?
Yes, thank you. I've been with the university for 10 years now, born and raised here in Juneau. This is home. And prior to working at the university, I worked with the Juneau School District. The role that I'm in now is Associate Vice Chancellor for Alaska Native Programs, and I also oversee the PETAS program, preparing Indigenous teachers and administrators for Alaska schools. I am of Tlingit and Filipino heritage on my mother's side. I carry the name Antakaot and Kunak, part of the Tekwaiti Brown Bear Clan of Angoon. And then on my father's side, he immigrated to the United States from the Northern Philippines. He was Ilocano, raised a large family here, and the Cadiente name is something I carry that I'm very proud of. In terms of what I'm bringing with this work is leading the Alaska Native Success Initiative for UAS.
Thank you, Ronalda. And Pearl Brower, would you please introduce yourself and tell us about your role as well?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everyone. Ovanga Narayak, Tinikton Sinaga, Dr. Pearl Kion Brower, Utkeaving Miurunga, Kove Suktunga Mangi Uvlupak. So, good afternoon, everyone. My Inupiaq name is Narayak. My English name is Dr. Pearl Brower, and I am originally from the community of Utkeaqavik, or otherwise known as Barrow. And I'm really very excited to be here today. I am calling in from Anchorage. I am about maybe 3 months in now to working for the University of Alaska. I work in the system office for Interim President Pat Pitney. My official title is the Senior Advisor for Alaska Native Success, Institutional Diversity, and Student Engagement. And I've entered into this space working with all the universities on the Alaska Native Success Initiative. Prior to this work with the university, I served for 13 years a member of Ilisakovit College, Alaska's only tribal college. I served as 8 years as president.
I'm so glad to have both of you here with me today, and this is a really big topic. So I just wanted to start off with a question about the Alaska Native Success Initiative. It was established about a year ago, is that correct? Can you tell me a little bit about how it came to be and maybe what makes it different from previous efforts?
I guess I would wonder if there has ever been a previous effort, first off. The work came from a response out of concern with the loss of Indigenous faculty and a concern that we were not adequately serving our Alaska Native population. And I think the ANCSA corporation representatives that stepped forward shared that concern. And so it began with a conversation with the Board of Regents, with the university president's office, and evolved to the Board of Regents for an action to dive into a deeper review of how well we're serving our Alaska Native populations.
Pearl, would you add anything to that?
No, I think what I would, the piece I would add is that at last year's November 2020 Board of Regents meeting, the resolution was passed in an effort to address these inequalities and these the issues that have been seen throughout the University of Alaska system. And so this last year has really been the planning stage for implementation for the strategic plan. And we will be presenting the strategic plan to the Board of Regents tomorrow in expectation they will pass it. And now we will kind of enter into now this, I would think of it as kind of the stage, the second stage, implementation plan and actual making, starting to make things happen.
The strategic plan must have been a huge undertaking. I've been a part of these planning things myself, but this month the initiative published their 5-year strategic plan, and it's about a year to the date after the initiative was established. What was that experience like for both of you, the process of developing this strategic plan?
For the University of Alaska Southeast, I was invited to lead the initiative for UAS. And so what that began with was reaching out to Alaska Native organizations for representation, as well as internally within our organization. And that all took place in late January, early February. I have just a phenomenal group of individuals that stepped up to accept the invitation. And we have representatives of Gloria Burns from the Tribal Council, as Tribal Council President of Ketchikan Indian Community, Dion Kediente Leidy, Tribal Education Programs Director for Douglas Indian Association, Joe Nelson, Chairman of the Board, Sea Alaska Corporation, and he's also served on the UA-wide Steering Committee, and President Richard Peterson of Central Council Pink and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, and he's also on the Steering Committee. And then from the UAS campus, myself, faculty members, Misha Jackson with the School of Education, Pune Lance Twitchell with Alaska Native Studies, and Louise Brady and Sarah Tomchuk representing the UAS Sitka campus staff, and Danielle Carlson, our rural admissions counselor. I bring their names forward because they dedicated a lot of their precious time to this initiative. For UAS, we were actually meeting weekly throughout the spring to begin the process of review. And what that looked like for us was that we began with conversation. What were our individual perceptions and areas of interest? And then evolved into looking at system data and looking at systems in general for what would that ideal be and what areas or gaps might exist. And so it was a very long, intense practice, and then coupling that with the UA Steering Committee. So there were hours upon hours of time and thought that went into the final product that has been shared with you.
And Pearl, how about yourself? What was it like for you to be a part of the strategic plan over the last year?
Well, I've gotten to come into it after so much energy and work, as Rinalda has mentioned, just so much appreciation for all three campuses and the steering committee, who has dedicated so much time and energy to this work. I started in August and was given kind of the task that in November, we need to present to the regents. And so I just give a lot of appreciation to the action team leads, Rinalda and Joe from UAS, and our other action team leads from our other universities, who really helped steer the conversation and the topics around the strategic plan. And it's just been a real, I've just had a lot of appreciation for all of the work that has been done before, and a sense of great hope for the work that will be done as we move into the future. But I really got to come into a space that a lot of work had already been done, and we were able to put it all together as a group and move it forward.
I'm wondering if either of you would like to speak to some of the priorities that are outlined in the strategic plan, perhaps the ones that will be top of the list as you move forward.
Rinalda, do you want to speak to UAS's, and then I can speak to a couple of the system-wide?
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. There are some some, I guess, not surprising interest areas that we all share, and that being how increasing the numbers, and how do we begin to do that, the numbers of faculty, Indigenous faculty, Indigenous staff, and then around our students, how do we attract and retain students from start to finish as they step onto campus for that new experience, and then the supports that are offered that are addressing their needs. Our overall vision, or perhaps my vision, would be that we are assisting in preparing our students for active engagement within their communities. And those two areas, I'd say, are the most pressing. And certainly for our challenges around the pandemic of how do you hold on to students. And we have, for the UAS campus, we have a population of 20% Alaska Native students. We have a smaller percentage of Native faculty and staff. I think we're at 7% looking at the 2020 data of Indigenous faculty, and 11% staff, and we'd like to increase that. So there are a variety of initiatives, Grow Your Own. How well are we doing in the areas of personnel and enticing, attracting new faculty and staff? For myself, the University of Alaska Southeast has just been a really rich, wonderful work experience. There are many just fabulous individuals who work there, and how can we build on that environment? And then around student interests, you know, we contribute greatly to the economic development of our region, and how can we stay in tune with the market interests to better prepare our students. And so with that, I think there's a desire for better onboarding of new faculty and staff, and orientation of students. I mean, how can we enrich it with what we know from each of our regions and our state of how amazingly beautiful our Indigenous cultures are, and that we want them better represented in this formal educational setting.
I'll just add in, each university is really focused on students and faculty and staff, and the feeling of the university when, and then the system office took a broad look at kind of more the 360 view of how we can support the effort. A few of the items that are most important is implementing, developing, designing, and implementing a training that is really focused on racial equity and cultural safety, the need for that to be implemented across the whole system, but in a really a really intentional way of doing that, so that we're not just checking a box, we're actually really engaging in the work that needs to happen. On the system side, we really want to work on engaging our community, the community coming into our university as a whole system, and us coming out and being a part of the community. So a real two-way communication and relationship. And then how do we develop a sustainability model for this work that continues to move forward into the future? And how do we support the really important aspects of Alaska Native language learning across the entire system? So some really great and exciting, very important initiatives that are coming down the pike in the next year. Hmm.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Renalda Caliente Brown and Pearl Brower, co-presenters for this Friday's Evening at Egan lecture. What will you be covering in your talk this Friday?
I think it will be a combination of updates. We've had, through the development of the plan, a lot of opportunities to share with our constituents. And that includes the Faculty Senate, Faculty Alliance, you know, the organizational groups of staff, you know, the startup in fall with convocations. So we've been able to provide the big picture plan, if you will. And so this evening at Egan for this Friday at 7 o'clock, we are sharing some of the background for the general community about the plan and planning and our hopes and desires for how this initiative will impact the system as a whole. Our audience tends to be far-reaching, and we're interested in just sharing the information. And I think there's also a layer of accountability, what's been developed so far, and then what we would like to see. And that accountability in part will be, is captured in the report, is the reporting out annually of our progress.
And Pearl, would you add anything to that?
I'm just very excited, and I appreciate Rinalda for inviting me to be a part of it. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing and really engaging the community in meaningful ways. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Gunas Chish, to both of you for being here today to give us a preview of this week's Evening at Egan lecture. Rinalda Cadiente-Brown and Pearl Brower, they'll speak this Friday night at 7 o'clock, and you can go to uas.alaska.edu/Egan lecture for more information and to register to watch the talk. Anything that either of you would like to add before we say goodbye today?
We just appreciate the time and really see that the board of Regents adoption tomorrow that we're anticipating is really a kickoff to rolling up our sleeves and getting to work. And so what is that saying, that many hands enlighten the work, and anticipating that there'll be adjustments to the plan as we move forward and bring it to life, and anticipation that there'll be opportunity for more engagement at all levels. Mm. And I did want to footnote too, want to apologize. I missed listing too that we had student representatives as part of our group. And those students are Joe Hilaire, Lauren Framke, and Sarah Peel. And appreciate that they took time out of their busy schedules to join in the meetings and discussion as well. And I would close too by saying, Gunal Sheesh, thank you for the time this afternoon.
Thanks to you both. What a big effort. And good luck with the talk this Friday.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.